This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This is the segment that we call small talk, but it's big talk because the numbers were big. People have overwhelmingly chosen MediConnect as the single most important choice when it comes to Medicare. You're coming off of an incredible enrollment period. Lauren is here. Lauren Uran, Merry Christmas. Happy Holidays. Brian Breisinger, everyone. Of course, Sean and Lance and Mark and her make this program what it is. But what a successful enrollment period. Congratulations to all of you, Lauren.
Thank you so much. And again, I like to mention we couldn't have done it without our agents, without our backbone in the office. It takes a lot of time, effort, experts to make this work for us. So, you know, again, congratulations to them. But coming out of that time frame, and we were just talking about it a little bit, but that was my 13th annual enrollment period. So you kind of get to this point where, you know, it's a part of life and, you know, happy to be off, happy to be a little bit rested, happy to go into the holiday season. It's always been something for me that, you know, coming out of that really busy period, I get to stop and kind of just enjoy life a little bit and realize what it's all about after you put in all that hard work.
Absolutely. So we're going to begin by just talking about a number of things, and we'll get into things we've gone through this year and some things that we think you need to know about, but day in history and things of that nature. But let me ask you, your favorite gift of all time. Your significant other was in here. You're babysitting his daughter's dog. So I get it. So there's the little things that make the big differences. But in your life, which is not that long, she's still a very young woman, favorite gift or two, maybe memory.
Favorite gift or two memory. I mean, I kind of go back to those things that were like the hot topic when you were growing up. Like the Furbies came out and got a Furby, or, you know, I remember being in high school and like, you know, Hollister, Abercrombie was the big thing and getting a really nice coat for Christmas. But, you know, really, you know, I go into Christmas and I know I've talked about it in the past too, but my uncle was very, very close with all of us. He was my great uncle, Sonny. He passed and, you know.
You think about him a lot.
I do. Good, and though. So Christmas, I kind of think about him and just spending that time with family. And what we do at our home for Christmas Eve is we actually, my mom goes nuts on Christmas Day. Everything, all the traditional stuff. On Christmas Eve, we go and we get Chinese food and we all just kind of hang out. Nobody has to do cooking. Nobody has to do cleanup. So looking forward to that as well.
And I love good Asian food.
Oh my goodness. Absolutely.
I could eat it every day.
Taipei, Tokyo, and Mimeoville, shout out because they're my favorite. And that's where we'll be getting it from for the about 15th year in a row. So
listen, you know, I must tell you, honestly, my favorite gifts, and I mean this wholeheartedly, my children are the driving force behind everything in my life. And they're grown now, and they've got their own lives. But when I see them now, especially in a Christmas setting, I was with my son for a little bit yesterday, Robbie, first year in his first house. And he's six now and living his life. And I'm looking at him, and I'm thinking, I wonder if he has any idea how much I love him and how much my daughter and my other son, how much they mean to me. And you don't want to be gushy and hugging and kissing because they're kind of getting to that point. Now, me, my mother could have done that 24/7 and I would have been like a lap dog. I loved it. I love being around my parents. It's just different now. But my greatest gift to this day, even though it's different, is being a father and having my children.
Oh, that's amazing.
And just being able to give them what they wanted and how they've just grown up to be really good adults. But just, you know, those 2 o'clock feedings with the Christmas lights and looking at your daughter who was just kind of coming into the world, or your son and wondering what they were going to be, and then another son. And that's the stuff that I remember most. And it's the little things that make the biggest difference. And I'll leave you with this. It was 2004, one of the early Tim Allen Santa Claus movies. So my dad had just passed a couple years earlier, and my mother had come over to stay overnight. And my son Robbie, who was under 5 at the time, we were all in the big bed. The mother at the time, my wife, such a just incredible individual, said, you know what, your mom's comfortable here. She's with you, her only son. She adores you. She loves Robbie. I'll just go in the other room and do a couple of things. You guys watch this movie. So my son was drifting off to sleep, and I told my mother, I said, you know how much I love you, and I can't thank you enough for everything you've done for me. But my question is, I understand my dad is gone and it's tough, but you're my mother. How am I ever going to get along or survive when you're gone? And she would die a year later. Mm. And she simply looked at my son and she said, your children, because it's the greatest gift you'll ever have. No matter how many Christmases you live, if you're fortunate enough to have children, that's the greatest gift. And you know what? Every year it makes more sense to me than ever. Even though they're getting older and kind of going out on their own, it's still my greatest gift, my children.
That's what life's all about, right?
It is.
It is.
And that's why it's so important what we're doing with Medicare to help people enjoy their grandkids and not have to worry about their medical coverage and enjoy the holiday.
Not have to worry about it, be able to get the health coverage that they need. You know, there's so many people I've run into, even, you know, somebody I was working with recently where, you know, there's a issue with transportation. There could be an issue with food in the home, and there's plans that'll actually help you with those types of things. And again, if we can help you with your day to day, make sure that you get the preventative. Oh, absolutely. Every day, you know, and I couldn't be happier doing that, because helping people, I think at the end of the day, and when I left the carrier world, because I worked at some of the carriers prior to being with MediConnect, that was, I think, the two most profound things for me in making that transition so far have been the amount of people that can help. Because I'm not just stuck talking about one company, I can really look at options and kind of do a needs analysis if somebody needs something and I know one company has it and another one doesn't. And the other truly most influential thing to me has been also watching our agents, our experts grow and getting to help them realize their potential, help them become more educated on these different plans, different products, how to work with the clients. Because I always think, if I can help so many people, but then I can help these experts develop their career, mm-hmm. I'm actually helping more people at the end of the day.
Well, you know, one of the popular carriers that we talk about all the time, Highmark, is a signature sponsor, not just of our high school sports, but also my Seven Fishes show. And it's because it's about tradition. It's about family. It's about one generation from the next. And one thing I can tell you right now, the people who were the founding fathers and mothers of all of us, they would have loved 60, 70, 80 years ago to have Medicare where it is today.
Oh, absolutely. But let's get into some trivia before we get into the next segment.
Go.
Keep on with the show. So again, Merry Christmas to all of our audience far and wide. Thank you guys. I hope you all have a happy and safe holiday. So lots of monumental events to discuss today as we celebrate December 23rd in history. So a few fun facts. Traveling all the way back to 1888, Vincent van Gogh actually cut off his left ear today with a razor after an argument with a fellow painter. And he then sent the ear to a lady of the night for safekeeping.
And by the way, that was very irritating, I might say.
The very first kidney transplant was performed in 1954.
Amazing.
At Peter Bent Brigham Hospital in Boston, Massachusetts. So talking about Medicare, talking about the way the medical field has come to this day. Very, very influential. In 1972, one of the greatest plays in sports history, Pittsburgh, happened on the North Shore at this Three River Stadium when Franco Harris caught the Immaculate Reception. Do you remember that play, Rob?
I was in Barberton, Ohio. The game was blacked out here. I was with my sister and her newlywed husband at their first apartment celebrating the Christmas season. We were sitting in the living room eating our dinner on those tray jacks watching the television.
Yeah.
Because back then, if a game wasn't sold out, you weren't watching it in Pittsburgh. But we just happened to be there that day, and it was dejection because they were on their way to lose this football game. And all of a sudden, it's cut out of the air, and Franco was on his way. It's something that I'll never forget. And the person who was the most excited in the room was my father, who never showed any emotion, but that day he was like a kid.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I know my aunt and uncle were there, but I think my uncle was turned around looking at something, missed the whole thing. So imagine being there and missing it, right?
Absolutely.
Also, this day in history, there was a plane crash. The survivors from Flight 571 in the Andes, they actually had resorted at one point to cannibalism to stay alive. For 70 days, they were stranded. And on this day, they were rescued. 33 survived the initial crash, but only 16 were able to survive their injuries, the climate, and the circumstances at hand. And then also today, the late, great Bob Barker would have been 100 years old today. Legendary career. I love his, you know, what he did for the animals as well. But little known fact, Bob was actually a black belt in karate trained by Chuck Norris. So, again, Happy Gilmore probably wouldn't have won that fight had it continued.
All right, trivia question. If you think you know it, you're going to get the gas card. Call 412-922-1020, 412-922-1020. And the question is...
This is one for you, Pittsburgh. So, who was actually intended receiver of Terry Bradshaw on the Immaculate Reception? So, again, who was the intended receiver of Terry Bradshaw on the Immaculate Reception? Call in with that answer. We'll send you out a $15 gas gift card for listening and having the correct trivia answer.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back on the other side. We're going to tell you about some seminars up and coming, get into some other things that you need to know. This is the Inside Connection, MediConnect. And remember, you can reach them at 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. Congratulations to Joanne in McDonald, PA, one of my favorite parts of Western Pennsylvania out there near Cecil. And here is the winning question and the winning answer.
All right. So our trivia question was, who was the intended receiver of Terry Bradshaw on the Immaculate Reception? And the answer is Barry Pearson.
Can I tell you, I did not know that.
Really?
No, I didn't. I didn't, and I should, but I did not know that. And I looked down and I'm thinking, I hope this is right, and it's right.
I didn't know it, but I also wouldn't know it.
Well,
so,
no,
you know.
Come on now.
You know, well, sports isn't my strong point. We know that from my history.
That was 51 years ago.
Wow. Yeah.
I was like 12. I mean, that's a long time ago. All right. We got a question for you. Somebody wants to get a question answered. So we're going to get Donna on the line. And by the way, if anybody has any Medicare questions, you want to call in and talk to Lauren today, you can do that at 866-391-1020. But before we get to the question, these are the seminars that are up and coming. Please tell them, Lauren.
All right. So January, you know, this year we're changing up first our format a little bit here. So what we're going to do is host back-to-back events because sometimes folks might not be able to come on a certain day, but they can come another day. So all of our seminars will start at 6 p.m., Medicare 101 seminars, and back-to-back same location. So January 9th, 6 p.m. will be in Upper St. Clair Rec Center. Also January 11th, 6 p.m., Upper St. Clair Rec Center. The following week, we'll be at the Holiday Inn in Irwin on both January 16th and 17th at 6 p.m. And then the week after that will be January 23rd and 24th at the Fairfield Inn in Minnetonka over towards Rob's area.
Absolutely. Like literally just a half a mile from my front porch.
Come on, stop by and see us in action.
Now you're doing the two nights. I might be able to pull that off. And I love that idea.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great idea. We tested it out and actually was very well received. But again, you know, you're stuck at work late on a Tuesday. Rob, you know, you don't work a typical 9-to-5. Neither do I. Sometimes it's a little bit hard. But if you're getting close to that retirement point, you want to get out and get that taken care of. Go and take, you know, 45 minutes for yourself. Come sit down, take a listen, you'll learn a lot, and then we'll get you set up with an appointment, set up with an agent, and you'll have someone to touch base with. Because the other thing is retirement plans change quite often, right? So you might think you're intending to work for the next 2 years and they offer a deal that you can't refuse to take an early retirement, right? Life changes, health changes. So, you know, go out, get that foundational base if you're kind of in the next couple years of the retirement zone, and we'll get you partnered with somebody and you can call and ask them questions whenever you need.
All right. Now, remember, these are free seminars, but you got to reserve your space. 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, or go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. Here's Donna on the north side. Donna, you're on the Inside Connection on KDKA. Good morning.
Good morning. Geez, I had the answer, but I had to wait because I was asking a question.
Well, you know what's bad here. All these people,
I'm on the Advantage plan.
I'm the sports guy, and I didn't know that answer, so I better start doing more homework. All right, go ahead, Donna.
Okay, I've been dealing with MediConnect for years. I'm on the Advantage plan. I have friends that are on Aetna. Okay, I was talking to another friend last evening, and her friends are on Aetna, and she tells me that her friends get $100-some every quarter back. And I said, so I called my friend this morning to see if she gets $100-some back every quarter. And I don't. And I asked my other friend, are her friends low income? And she said no. So I can't understand why her friends get it and my friends don't.
That's a wonderful question, Donna. Thank you so much for bringing that up. There's a couple different things. So you're right. There are benefits out there for folks that are low income historically, where they get these food cards and get these benefits in addition, where they're getting money back. But there are also a couple other ways to get some money back. And these are going to be situationally dependent. However, there is a plan out there, you know, that Aetna has that gives a Part B reimbursement. A couple of the other carriers have them as well. And those plans are MA only, so they don't have prescription drug coverage. So those are built for people that either have VA veteran benefits or PACE or PACENET through the state of Pennsylvania, which is a prescription program as well. And then, in addition to that, a couple of the carriers do programs where if you have a certain diagnosis, so a lot of times it'll be a heart condition, but different chronic conditions, they will actually, when they see that you have those conditions via claims, whether it be provider claims or drug claims, if you're on a certain prescription drug, they will actually add in additional benefits to that plan. So it could be a lot of different reasons why your friends qualify. But, you know, again, if you want to give us a call or give your agent a call here at MediConnect, we could kind of assess and see if you may potentially be eligible for one of those plans as well.
Okay. Yeah, my friend does. Well, she did have slight heart attack, and she had stents put in.
Yep. So that would probably qualify.
Really? Because we've been coming to MediConnect for quite a few years now. And unfortunately, you weren't on the radio when I turned 66. I would have stayed with my company, and I could have been at an advantage. I'm sure I could have saved myself some bucks.
Well, the open enrollment period is coming up January 1st through March 31st. We were going to talk about that a little bit later. But you still have time to reassess that plan coverage. So there might be something that we could, you know, depending on your health and depending on your drug coverage, we might be able to tweak that a little bit and get you a little bit more savings.
Yeah, I'm fine. I mean, it's them. I'm on, like I said, I'm on the Advantage plan, but they're on it now. And so, and January 7th, you said?
January 1st through March 31st is the open enrollment period where you can actually look at other Advantage plan options still.
Yeah, at Advantage, I'm okay on the Advantage. I'm just concerned, you know, her on the being on the Aetna. And my one friend tell me that her friend gets money back and my friend doesn't get any money back. And I'm thinking, I don't understand why.
Yep. So it can be chronic conditions or it can be how your drug coverage is coming to, you know, for to qualify for those other plans. So, you know, again, too, when it comes to Medicare Advantage, there's over 70 different plan options. Not everyone is eligible for, you know, everything out there, but I definitely appreciate you calling in. I appreciate you being a client and I appreciate you looking out for the best interest of your friends.
Oh, yeah, well, they said I'm a recruit, the last people I took over. And they said, oh, she's bringing more people. The girl over at the office said, oh, she's bringing more people. And
well, so, if you haven't been to the office recently, we did revamp kind of our meeting rooms and our experience. So
yeah, I was there. I just was there a couple of weeks ago. And then a couple of weeks before that and a couple of weeks before that, I've been bringing people over.
Oh, well, next time you're in, ask for Lauren. I'd love to meet you.
Okay, Lauren. Oh, you know what? I think we were supposed to meet with you when I brought my cousin over, and we ended up meeting with Mark because you had to go somewhere else.
Oh, gotcha. I know there was a slight moment in time recently where I was out due to COVID, so probably to keep everybody else safe.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, we were supposed to meet with you, but we ended up meeting with Mark.
Well, wonderful. Mark, you know, is my counterpart on the radio, so we appreciate that. But next time you're in, tell them you're there and you want to talk to Lauren, and I'll be right out.
Okay. You take care. Thanks.
Thank you, Donna. Happy holidays.
I mean, that's a big cheerleader there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And even for the radio show.
Prior to the radio show, you know, which, I mean, we've been doing this, what, 5-6 years?
Easy.
So she's been, we really appreciate that. Love hearing those things because if you're going to not only trust us with your health insurance, but the health insurance of your family, of your friends, you know, refer your friends there. You know, again, that's how we do business. And I always say, and we're going to talk a little bit later in the segment about some recruitment, but you know, when I'm bringing on agents and executives to train them, it's that I want people that are going to do the right thing for people. I can teach all the Medicare stuff. I've been doing this for 13 years. But to me, I want somebody that's going to sit down across the table from my grandmother, my grandpa, my parents, and do what's in their best interest.
All right, 888-818-6334. We have advisors standing by right now. Never a charge for their services. Set up that appointment, MediConnectInsurance.com. All right, again, if you have any Medicare questions and you want to talk to Lauren Uran on the Inside Connection, our phone number is 866-391-1020. If you want to reach them, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. And coming up January 16th at 6 o'clock, Holiday Inn in North Huntington. That's on Irwin US 30, January 17th. Back there again, back-to-back nights, both at 6. All of these seminars start at 6. And then the 23rd and 24th of January, Fairfield Inn in Monaca, Pennsylvania, on Broadhead Road. These are free seminars, but you got to reserve your space. You can do that right now by calling 888-818-6334. 888-818-6334, going to MediConnectInsurance.com on the web and clicking on the seminars tab. So let's get back to your host, Lauren Uran, as we begin the third segment today on this edition of the Inside Connection with the folks from MediConnect. Lauren.
Well, thank you so much, Rob. And, you know, to jump back into Medicare, over the next 2 years, we're going to actually experience the largest influx of Medicare eligibles turning 65 throughout the entire baby boomer generation. So if we thought this last annual enrollment was busy, we got more to come. If you are going to be celebrating your 65th birthday or looking to retire and compare your coverage, again, the seminars are must-attend events. Going to get that important and valuable information that you need. So you can check that out on our website. But also, you know, if you are waiting to attend or going to attend, we have our 5 biggest Medicare mistakes that you can make and how to avoid them ebook. So you can go right onto our website, MediConnectInsurance.com, and click the banner on our homepage and download that at no cost, just like all of our services are no cost. And, you know, as we barrel towards 2024 and after, again, we had a very busy and productive annual enrollment period for Medicare beneficiaries. You know, some listeners, though, still most likely will feel that sticker shock when we get into the pharmacy in January. So when you go pick up your prescriptions in January, you could be hit with a bill. And a lot of people ask why. And we'll get a lot of calls in about this. But again, there's a lot of confusing information to sort through. Whether it's a standalone prescription drug plan where you have a deductible, so you might not be expecting that deductible, or you may have been on generics that weren't subject to the deductible in years past, and you get a brand name added, boom, you're going to pay a big price at the pharmacy. Also, you know, again, is your prescription covered under your formulary? Is it a new prescription? Is it expensive? Injectables tend to be expensive, right? So understanding how your drugs will be covered by your pharmacy can be challenging to figure out. Medicare.gov can be a little clunky. Other resources can be a little bit uneasy to follow. So, and it can be something as little as a preferred pharmacy with a specific insurance company can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars. So, you know, again, did you keep your coverage from 2023, but now just jump in January and you see a big pharmacy bill? Formularies can change year to year. You got to, again, be cognizant of those preferred pharmacies. And between January 1st and March 31st is the lesser known Medicare Advantage open enrollment period. So we just came out of annual enrollment period where everybody can make a change, but open enrollment period is a little different. And open enrollment period, first off, isn't marketed. So CMS doesn't allow for the marketing of this enrollment period. And it's January 1st through March 31st. And it's for folks that are on an Advantage plan. You can assess your Advantage plan and make one change to a like plan. And same with the prescription drug plans. And agencies such as, you know, MediConnect aren't allowed to send mailers for open enrollment. We're not allowed to specifically discuss this opportunity on TV commercials. So basically, at the end of the day, it's as clear as mud. And many people think that they're stuck in their situation, just kind of like Donna who called in, right? Hey, I'm on an Advantage plan. My friends are getting this and my friends are getting that. If you haven't maybe taken a look at that through annual enrollment period, or you hear that a friend has a benefit you want to ask about, this is the time to do so. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan, you should be receiving your information, you know, coming up for your over-the-counter benefits. Did that change from year to year? again, if you walk into the pharmacy and you hit with a big bill, it's going to be time to assess. You still have an additional opportunity to look at your coverage. And if you go through your coverage and your copay isn't what you thought or what you signed up for, or you're getting a bill you don't understand, give us a call, 888-818-6334, because we can take a look at that and see what's going on. Also, too, you know, what was really interesting, I was, you know, looking through even the script and talking with Sean. We talked about how many people we helped during that annual enrollment period. So, Rob, you know, being with the company for as long as I have, it's been fun watching the historic rise of MediConnect. And again, I worked with them throughout my career. But over the last 2 to 3 years, you know, we've really been helping out a lot more people. And it wasn't that long ago that we hoped to help as many people in an entire year as we did during the past 7 weeks during annual enrollment period. So I'll say that again. We helped more people during the 7-week enrollment period this year than we did the entire year 4 years ago. And that is what is great to us. The fact that we've been able to grow, the fact that we've been entrusted with this many people's insurance coverage and decisions. And many of our executives are nearing full capacity, so we are recruiting. I'm looking for new benefit executives. We've been hosting some interviews in the office, still more to reach out to. But give us a call, 888-818-6334. If you listen to the show or if you have a family member that's looking for a new career, I am looking for new agents. And, you know, a couple of the things we can talk about in the next segment, too, of what we're looking for, you know, through those executives. But really, truly, I'm not looking for experience. I'm looking for folks that want to do the right thing, that like helping people. And we're really going to be trying to bring some people on board this year.
Yeah, and there's no commission. It's just about giving people what they need. You get a good salary, honest day's work for an honest day's pay.
So, again, I've been in this industry about 13 years. And the way that the industry standard is a commission base. And I've seen...
Cutthroat.
Not even cutthroat, but I've seen... I used to manage 34 counties, about 1,100 agents that could sell Medicare that are licensed,
right?
Not everybody survived because it was commission-based. And they might have really liked the job or might have really liked what they were doing. But it takes a long time to be able to build yourself up. And I've also watched some people do the wrong thing for people because they're trying to get that sale, because they're trying to put food on their kitchen table. But at MediConnect, we've put a stop to that. And we do. We bring our representatives on as a salary. It's not a low base salary with commissions. We don't pay commissions. We, you know, you guide, you advise. We want experts coming in. And we also add in a car and tech expense, because one of the things we all know there is that we're in our cars a lot. We're all throughout the Western Pennsylvania area. And, you know, even going as far up to Erie sometimes, we're going to be in that car. So we, you know, boil in a car and tech allowance. We have different marketing initiatives. So again, this industry standard is they send out a direct mail piece and then somebody replies back and you call them. They say, I never sent anything in, right? We work with a lot of different carriers that refer folks to our company. And again, you know, a kind of side note, but that's one of the great things about some of our carrier partners. You know, we work with them and, you know, help people fit the what they need the most, right? So it's not just us marketing out there. We're getting referrals in from those as well. And I think truly one of the other things is the agents and our benefits executives back at the office, we all have to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. I can remember my first day in this industry. You know, you probably wouldn't believe it now, but I didn't know what Medicare was. And right, I was making calls and we've all got to start somewhere. And when we're bringing people in, we're training them, but your teammates as well kind of know, remember when they were in that space, remember when they were learning, remember what it was like. So you have not just Mark and I as your manager's support and Lance, our CEO's support and Sean's support, but you have support of all of your teammates that really want you to succeed and remember, hey, oh, I remember when I was trying to figure out this specific scenario or had trouble with this specific medication showing up differently in the system. There's a lot of T's to cross, a lot of I's to dot. There's a lot of contracts to submit and certifications that we have to keep up with. There's a lot of moving pieces. So again, coming on to something like that, we're going to help make sure you succeed.
But how do you learn all the medical jargon, drugs? And is that just come naturally because you're engulfed in it every day? Or do you have to set out to learn certain things in the profession?
Truly, you know, there's certain things that you have to learn. You have to get a health and accident and life and license. So it's going through the licensing process. You have to learn that. And truly, it's the basics of Medicare that you're learning. The drugs do come because you'll see the more common ones as you get more appointments. And that's, again, when we were bringing somebody on, Mark or I are riding along with them, you know, for quite a while. I'm not just, you know, releasing folks out there and making sure they're an expert. So it's going to come with some things are going to come with experience and some things are going to come through, you know, what they need to know. But by the time they're out there talking to somebody, right, they've gone come to seminars, they've been on appointments with us. You know, they're going to be an expert going through. And we, you know, really do take pride in how we've been training folks and how we've been bringing them on board.
You know, even though you have been very successful, some would say you are as successful as any conglomerate in the industry that you are in. But you really are a bunch of humble people in humble situations every day, dealing with people who do so much to make sure that their money goes where it needs to go. They want to make sure they have the right health care so they can spend that money and sleep easy at night. All in all, what you've been able to do is this just very laid back, small group of people in this beautiful office building that you have up there near Crafton. It's a huge success story. And for you coming from the healthcare industry and being on the inside and seeing it firsthand, it even has to amaze you a little bit because you know how fast paced this business can be and how plans change, not from enrollment period to enrollment period, but in some cases, days apart, hours apart. So a lot of moving parts. They've seemed to have figured it out at MediConnect.
Absolutely. Again, you know, when I went to change out of being at the carriers, I knew all the agencies. You know, I knew Brian and Joe for 13 years. And I said, who does it right? Because that was important to me when I was making that changeover, to go to somebody that did it right by their folks. And that's why, you know, I gave them a call. And that is extremely important. And number two, you're not going to be successful at this unless one big thing. You like helping people, because that's what we do all day, every day. That's what drives us all, you know, to help people and do the right thing. Because unless you get joy out of doing something like that, you're not going to last very long in this role.
Well, what I remember about you is just your passion for clients and people and individual stories. And being that you've been on both sides of this, there's a reason why someone as young as you really enjoys going to work, because you see the future, you see your parents, you see where you're headed, and you just want to make it a better path for people. And you actually can control their outcome and their destiny by doing what you do.
Well, thank you. I mean, that's a huge compliment, but I do. I love it. I love going to work every day. You know, I said it a little bit earlier, referenced it a little bit earlier in the show, but again, the biggest part for me, I was always helping people in the roles that I was in, with even with the carriers, and helping agents specifically as well. But for me, the biggest impact has been that prior, when I was with one company, you know, you're only licensed and certified with one company. So I can't discuss certain things that are out there with other carriers. But at MediConnect, we work with all of the carriers, or the majority of the carriers. And that's where, again, somebody has a problem, I know what plan can go there. And back when I worked for the carriers, I might have to refer them to somebody else to say, hey, I know there's something out there, but I'm not allowed to talk to it. So I truly feel like I'm able to help people more than I was before.
She is Lauren Uran. This is the Inside Connection. MediConnect will run those seminars for the month of January, back-to-back nights this year. Going to absolutely love that. If you can't make it one night, definitely can pencil it in for the next night. That and much more as we close out this edition of the Inside Connection, MediConnect on KDKA. All right, back, fourth and final segment. So what have we learned? And there is another enrollment period, something we should talk about again. That's something we've learned, and it's just literally days away.
And I can mention actually two enrollment periods, Rob. So we talked about that OEP when it comes into Medicare. If you face sticker shock at the pharmacy, or you have a friend like Donna, where their friends are getting certain benefits and you're not, and you want to assess that, the open enrollment gives you an opportunity to do that with your Medicare. So you can check out different coverage. If you're on an Advantage plan, choose another Advantage plan. You know, there's different rules around what you can change to and what we can do with you and your situation. But it's a second chance to assess your opportunity. Or let's say during the annual enrollment period back this year, you made a choice and you want to go back to where you were. We can help you do that too. So again, if you get into January, you face that sticker shock, or you want to learn more about other options, 888-818-6334, give us a call. If you didn't review your plan during the annual enrollment period and you'd like to do a review, again, give us a call, schedule an appointment. We can help make some changes January through March. Also, I know in the past couple shows we've talked about Penny, and the Penny plans are in their open enrollment plan too. So Penny is going to be for folks, if you don't have Medicare and you're purchasing insurance through the marketplace like I do, you have up until January 15th to choose other coverage before you're stuck, you know, kind of through the year, unless you have a special enrollment window for another reason. So penny open enrollment period goes till January 15th. And then if you would choose to change coverage from now until January 15th, that would go into effect for February 1st when it's in regards to penny. Again, Medicare OEP open enrollment period, January 1st through March 31st. If you do choose to change coverage during that time frame, it'll go into effect the first of the next month. And then also, you know, we talked a little bit about we're hiring. So again, feel free to give a call, 888-818-6334. Talk to the representative standing by today, and they'll forward you over to Minor Mark's voicemail, and we'll get connected to you back when we get back from the holiday as well. Or you can go to our website, MediConnectInsurance.com, and there is a careers tab, and you can submit your information in that way. So either way, we'd love to connect with you.
I want to remind everyone that they've got seminars, a bit of a different twist this year. So talk about back-to-back nights coming up in January, where and when, and then I'll tell them how they can register. Free seminars, but you got to register. Go ahead.
So absolutely. You can check out also our website, MediConnectInsurance.com. There's a seminar tab. And if you want a full listing of everything we've got scheduled. But yes, we're going to be going into back-to-back. So January 9th and January 11th, 6 p.m., Upper St. Clair Rec Center, Mayview Road. January 16th and January 17th will be out my direction, Holiday Inn, Irwin, in North Huntington, right off of US 30. And then January 23rd and 24th back-to-back will be up in Monaca at the Fairfield Inn. So again, kind of, I think it's going to give people a better opportunity to get there. You know, if they have plans one night and they're like, oh, I really wanted to go to that seminar. We're going to be there every week. We're going to be back-to-back, you know, some way, somehow. So give us a call, 888-818-6334, to check out or make a reservation for that seminar. Or you can go to the seminar tab on our website and register. Like Rob said, no cost, no obligation, just good information is what we like to say. So come on out, give us a visit, and get those Medicare options under control.
So what about the whole sticker shock thing when it comes to pharmacy bills? And look, people get so frightened about this, and they're like, I can't let that happen again. I hope I'm covered. What about when it comes to your prescription costs? What are some of the things that people need to know as we wrap up a year and get ready to start a new year? Some people that are just like, if this continues with my Social Security check where it is, I'm not going to be able to make it. Talk about that.
So first off, whether you're on a prescription drug plan separately with a Medigap or you're on a Medicare Advantage prescription drug plan, first and foremost, they have something called a formulary, which is a list of medications. And your medication needs to be on that list or you have to seek approval. And when you're seeking approval from the insurance company, they can deem that at a different tier level. So depending upon what they choose for that, then that can kind of designate what your co-pays and co-insurances are going to be. Also, if you're on standalone prescription drug coverage in conjunction with the Medigap or just standalone drug coverage, a lot of those plans have something called a deductible. And they're all a little different, but a lot of them, what they'll do is, you know, if you're on a generic, they won't attribute that to the deductible. But if you're on a brand name, you will get hit with that deductible. And I've seen two things kind of nip people where they get to the pharmacy counter and they go, oh my goodness, what's going on? First off, formularies change year over year. So maybe last year, the medication you were on, the plan you were on, it was a generic, but this year it's moved to a different tier. And boom, you're getting hit with that deductible right first thing in January, right after the holidays. Who has the money for that, right? Then the other thing is that I've seen people where our health changes and they get something new prescribed and you don't really think too much of it. And again, you've had two generics or no drugs and you don't really remember how your plan works or know how that's going to go into effect. And you might look at a formula and go, oh, okay, the brand copay for that is this, so I'm good. And you get to the pharmacy and boom, again, you're hit with a deductible of $500-$600 and because you have to pay the first amount up front. So those two things can really kind of shock folks. So if you find yourself in those situations or if you want to, you know, take a look, let's say you didn't reassess your plan and you had a new medication prescribed between annual enrollment and January 1st, we can always even just look up that drug and see where it lies so that you're not shocked when you walk up to the counter.
Yeah, and the whole idea is it's to take the sticker shock out and you being shocked out. And there are alternatives. There are ways that this can work. I've seen it firsthand. We've talked to people week after week, month after month, year after year, and the success stories just continue to grow. So know that they're there for you. We've got representatives standing by until noon today. You can reach them at 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. And for everything, including the seminar information, those back-to-back nights in January, go to MediConnectInsurance.com. Final 30 seconds is all yours.
I just want to say Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to our listeners. Thank you guys for, you know, being there with us. Happy New Year. I think Mark will be here next week for the New Year segment, so I will not. But again, just thank you for listening. Thank you for being there with us. And have a safe and amazing happy holiday. Spend it with those loved ones. Make those memories, because that's what counts.
Absolutely, because they go by so quickly. Enjoy. You're the best. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, Rob. Thank you.
All right. Again, their number is 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. David Ballarato, moments away with that news at 10, and then it's Mr. True Value and I, Andy Amrine, last-minute gift-giving ideas and maybe some home improvement projects around the house, so when the in-laws show up, they'll say, "You finally fixed that thing." We'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that could help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.